My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here. For drone story number two, I've thought of two more stories I'm going to tell on this, two separate episodes. This is the story of when I was in the field. Now, I'm going to get to that later. I'm not going to tell you that part. This is the story about when I decided to murder my company commander. Yes, you heard me right. I'd made up my mind to murder that motherfucker. Okay. I'm in Fort Drum, upstate New York, Arctic fucking hell. I fucking hate that place so bad to this day. It's fucking 30 years later. But anyway, we're in the field. We're in the field, and it's so miserably cold. I can't explain to you how cold this place is. I'll give you an example how cold it is there. It gets so cold at Fort Drum, New York, that a breeze will come and suck the air out of your lungs and collapse them because you have warm air in your lungs and you have to fight real hard to fill your lungs back up, or you might die for all I know. I would imagine you probably die, and it's horrible. I can't explain how horrible, horrible, horrible cold it is there. Or we get a squall off a Great Lake and it would drop 4 stories of snow on us. We're just snowed in for days at a time. But that actually wasn't so bad because everybody kept booze stocked up. So it's kind of like a 3-4 day party, walk around drunk the whole time with your buddies. But anyway, so we're in the field and it's so insanely fucking cold. I had no idea how cold it was, but I mean, people regularly got frostbite and regularly lost fingers and toes from this stuff, right? So I'm on guard duty outside the CO's tent. And I'm doing jumping jacks on guard duty to keep from getting frostbite, to keep my circulation going, to keep warm so I don't lose any fingers or any toes. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was that cold, and that's what I was doing to keep that from happening. So anyway, I hear range control. This guy's in charge of the area we're at. They called on the radio, and they called my company commander, and I was outside of his tent. I can't remember if I said that or not. So anyway, they said, everybody needs to bring their men in. The wind chill is 50 below zero. 50 below zero. That is fucking insane. And I'm thinking, oh my God, thank God they're going to pull us out of this insanity. So the company commander, little prick that he was, in there with his wood-burning stove, nice and toasty in this tent, gets on the radio and responds, these men are combat engineers. There is no inclement weather they cannot handle. And I'm still doing jumping jacks, and I'm like thinking, like, oh my fucking God, did he really just say that? And he really just said that, and something in my brain snapped, and I decided I was going to murder him. By the way, disclaimer, I didn't murder him, but I was going to. I was really, really, really going to murder this worthless ass motherfucker. So I got up from guard duty, can't remember what I did from there, but anyway, I started plotting for, I don't know, weeks after that, how I was going to murder this guy. I followed him home a couple times, and he didn't notice. I hung back real far. Like, I was going to kill this motherfucker. I made up my mind. He had to fucking die. And the only thing that saved him was that the voluntary early release program that I mentioned earlier let me get out of the Army, I don't know, like 6 months early, I think. Otherwise, I swear to God, his ass would have died back in the day. So this is the story of the time that I did not kill my company commander. He's got absolutely no idea how close he came to dying. But anyway, I said I really, really hated Fort Drum. Had some good friends there. Keith Kaiser, maybe he's listening to this. That would be cool. He's a real good guy. Can't remember a whole lot of the names, though, because I don't know. Just my experience there didn't really matter to me, like my time in Germany. My time in Germany, those are my brothers and those not entirely bad times, and we got to travel Europe and, you know, party in various places of Europe, drink German beer. So yeah, screw Fort Drum. But anyway, if this episode amused you, like always, please share on your social media, maybe recommend me. If you feel like it, sign up at jdbradley.com for a rare and occasional message from me about maybe an upcoming book or whatever. And thank you very much for listening, and everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.